in St. Petersburg and take a listen to the French President François Hollande in his presser there.
We are waiting for the decision of the Congress, and the inspector, the reports of the inspectors, and then I will make my decision. What I can confirm right now is that we will be making a decision, especially by our European counterparts. You've said that you will be waiting for the report from the United Nations.
Avant la publication de ce rapport. Et lorsque vous évoquez le,
before that report is being public,
la position politique française, est-ce que même question, si vous ne l'obtenez pas,
if you still don't have it, will you still be considering this option?
Quel est le calendrier? Le Congrès aura à se prononcer à partir du 9
the Congress
septembre aux États-Unis.
Will be resuming on the 9th of September in the United States.
Il m'a plutôt été indiqué que les votes,
we know that the votes
au milieu de la semaine prochaine.
Will be finalized by next week.
Le rapport des inspecteurs,
the report of the inspectors.
C'était ce que nous demandions au secrétaire général de l'ONU et ce qu'il a bien voulu.
And what the United Nations will be providing
faire obtenir de la mission, c'est
from
que
the
le
mission.
Serait connu, peut pas donner de date,
c'est pas we don't have a date for the report,
mais assez rapidement.
But it will be given to us as soon as possible.
Un élément d'appréciation pour élargir la coalition qui devra
and
se former.
This will help us enlarge a coalition
après,
that has already been formed.
Puisque l'ONU est chargée de
considering the fact that the United Nations has sent a mission to investigate.
Et c'est à ce moment-là que des responsabilités devront être prises.
That is when we will be talking about our responsibilities regarding the issue.
Chacun même a ses positions.
Each of us have our own ways.
De l'usage des armes chimiques, de l'imputabilité
claire using chemical weapons, which is now clear.
Qui peut être faite au régime,
by the regime.
Ensuite, de la nécessité d'une sanction.
Then there will probably be then there will probably sanctions
will
be necessary.
L'intervention, si elle devait avoir lieu, dans
an intervention,
de
if necessary.
Dans le cadre de l'ONU, si le Conseil de sécurité était bloqué.
Considering the security issues.
À prendre cette responsabilité.
Then France will be taking necessary responsibilities regarding
mais
the issue.
Elle s'associerait à une coalition qui pourrait se former dans cette perspective.
A coalition will be formed with regard to this matter.
Irina Taf, TF1, LCI. Vladimir Poutine, lors de sa conférence de presse finale, vient de déclarer qu'il soutiendrait militairement.
Mr. Putin has said that he will
le régime en cas d'intervention militaire américaine. Est-ce que ce sommet n'a finalement pas contribué à mettre Vladimir Poutine de nouveau au devant de la scène
Syria in case of a military action?
Nous sommes où,
Where are we exactly?
Valérie Nataf, à Saint-Pétersbourg.
We are in Saint Petersburg.
Le pays qui nous invite.
And this is the country that has invited us.
Agréable. C'est le président Poutine.
Obviously,
il a présidé les débats.
President Putin
ce qui se passe pour chaque
has been chairing
chaque
the summit.
Il a défendu ses positions.
He has been defending
Je
his position. We had heard those positions before.
Et à Paris et à Moscou ces derniers mois.
At Paris and in Moscow,
malgré l'aggravation de la situation en Syrie,
despite the terrible situation in Syria,
il y avait au G8, vous vous en souvenez,
during the G8 summit, you remember,
dit que il cherchait une solution politique.
He said that he was looking for a political solution.
La solution politique.
We are all looking for a political solution. everyone is okay with that. But even that day, during the G8 summit, he said that he would continue to arm the Syrian government. And he confirmed that. So we know what Putin's position is. He has even said that in public. And let's not forget, he has confirmed that chemical weapons have been used. He believes that the opposition has used the chemical weapons. All this, according to him, is only a way to justify a military intervention. And this is Mr. Putin's position. He believes that the opposition has been using the chemical weapons. And from this point of view, everything is the same. Since the G8 summit until today, something has happened, a fact that has changed the nature of the Syrian conflict. The government was already a murderer. But now, on the 21st of August, there were chemical weapons that were used, and this changes the nature of the conflict. And this is what's changed, and that is why we are not talking about Syria the same way as we used to. Before we had discovered that chemical weapons have been used. The conclusion is, as far as a political solution is concerned, we've heard Mr. Barack Obama, the European leaders, and myself, there will not be a military solution to the conflict in Syria. But a military action can help accelerate a political solution. This means that if sanctions according in proportion to the conflict.
French President François Hollande talking and answering questions there from reporters. Very interesting that he said we will be making a decision, especially with our European counterparts, and we're going to wait for the report by the UN, where at the same venue prior, you had the foreign minister saying that they're actually not going to wait for the report by the UN and that they are going to consider this military strike. He also said that U.S. Congress is going to be resuming on the 9th of September. We're going to wait for that vote to be finalized next week. We don't have a date for the report of the UN, so we're not going to be able to speculate as to when we're going to get that in order to make a decision.